This is Canadian Wealth Wisdom by Child to Private Wealth. My name is Kyle Taylor, Wealth Advisor and Portfolio Manager. I am a certified financial planner and hold the Chartered Financial Analyst and Chartered Investment Manager designations. This recording will be focused on maximizing your CPP and OAS benefits. I will discuss what these benefits are, why they're important, and hopefully help you make the right choice for you. Our team often receives questions about CPP and OAS when developing a financial plan or meeting a new client for the first time. So we wanted to take the time to address some of the most common considerations and questions, such as, how do I make the right choice? How much can I expect? And how do I avoid OAS clawback? Now, there is never a perfect answer for when to take CPP or OAS, given we don't know how long we're going to live, but we do know Canadians are living longer, and that's a trend which is expected to continue. My hope is this recording can offer some useful insight. Before we begin, it should be noted that this podcast is intended for general information only and not as specific advice. You should always speak to a professional to determine the appropriateness of any financial decision or strategy and how it relates to your specific situation. That said, the Tri Delta team welcomes a conversation to learn more. Now we'll start off with the CPP, or the Canada Pension Plan. The CPP is what's called a contributory plan, meaning we pay into it throughout our working years. Now, that does mean the amount you receive in retirement will depend on the income you earned year after year during your career. This information is readily available through Service Canada, so I'd recommend having a look as there are some other interesting information that can help you make the decision best for you and help with your general retirement planning. At its core, your CPP entitlement is determined based on your annual income each year relative to what's called the Yearly Maximum Pensionable Earnings, or YMPE. Service Canada effectively looks at your earnings from age 18 through when you decided to begin CPP payments and makes a calculation to determine what your entitlement is. It's important to note that the bottom 17% of your earning years are automatically removed from this calculation. And remember that because it's important. This means that your lowest 8 years would be removed if you retired at age 65. And that's important because for plenty of us, you know, we're not working full-time at age 18. Maybe we go to school or are just in our early in our career, our high income earning years are yet to come. There are also considerations for moving up to 7 years of low income years if it relates to child rearing and does allow for periods of disability to be removed. Later on, I will speak about why this should be a consideration for people looking to retire early, as that can play a big role in what your CPP entitlement is, given our highest earning years often happen just prior to retirement. The CPP we receive in retirement is taxable, and payments are automatically provided to retirees starting at age 65, although CPP can be started anywhere from age 60 to 70. You might choose to start withdrawing your CPP at age 60, although there are some costs for this in terms of a lower pension. Factors to help determine when to draw CPP relate to your current cash flow needs, as well as your overall health and family history for longevity. Our website does actually have a free calculator you can use to help determine your CPP entitlement when beginning payments between age 60 and 70. Taking CPP at age 60 results in you receiving 36% less than you would otherwise have if you waited until age 65, the normal age of retirement. This equates to a 7.2% reduction in CPP for each year you begin before age 65. Taking CPP at age 70 results in you receiving 42% more than you would have otherwise would if you retired at age 65. This equates to an 8.4% supplement to CPP for each year you begin after age 65. Now, I know that may seem complicated, but the math says that the decision to take CPP is generally break-even if we expect to pass away in our mid to late 70s. If you were to pass away roughly before age 75, then taking CPP early would be the better decision. If you continue to live past 80, then taking CPP later was more favorable for you. The math is, of course, just one side of the equation. As mentioned, how long we expect to live plays an important role, but so does our cash flow from other sources like our investments, old age security, or pensions. For anyone looking to retire earlier than age 65, looking at how that impacts your CPP is often a missed consideration. For example, retiring at 55 means only your six lowest income years would be excluded from the entitlement calculation that Service Canada performs. For most Canadians, our highest income years also come in the late stages of our careers, which may bring your entitlement down. Other important points around CPP include, if still working between ages 65 and 70, CPP contributions are actually optional. This is an important point for anyone who maybe continues to work part-time. These additional contributions would result in what's called a post-retirement benefit, which is an additional entitlement amount, but for most people, I'd say they'd rather just have the extra income from the job itself than a slightly increased total CPP amount later. If you become disabled and unable to work before age 65, you may be entitled to CPP disability. This annual amount can provide a lot of support for someone facing financial difficulty, especially in the face of not being able to work. There is also a survivor benefit that should be noted, and that comes into play whether it's for you passing away or your spouse. CPP is eligible for income splitting in retirement, which can be a useful method of reducing your household taxes in the right situation. In 2017, importantly, the federal government announced changes to the CPP contribution framework, which as of today entails a higher contribution percent for all income earners and an additional enhanced CPP contribution for higher income earners. Moving on to an overview of old age security, or OAS. OAS is often referred to as the first pillar of retirement savings and is intended for people to provide retirement benefits to seniors who spent their working years resident in Canada. To be eligible for OAS benefits, you must be at least age 65 and must have a minimum of 40 years of residency beginning from age 18 to qualify for the full benefit. Despite needing 40 years to receive the full benefit, you can still be eligible for some of the benefit if you had at least 10 years of residency. The math works out to be a 2.5% deduction from the full benefit for every year less than the required 40. Unlike CPP, OAS is a non-contributory plan, meaning we do not directly contribute to this, unless, of course, you consider your tax dollars. One of the most important differences is that OAS is means-tested, meaning your benefit entitlement will be reduced if your net income exceeds that year's threshold. For 2024, that threshold was $90,997. Effectively, for every dollar that your income exceeds that figure, your OAS entitlement is reduced 15 cents. The maximum benefit for 2024 was $8,492. As an example, if your net income was $100,000 in 2024, your next year's OAS entitlement would be reduced by $1,350.45. This benefit is completely erased for those with income greater than $147,611. There is a benefit to delaying OAS later than age 65, but note you cannot take it earlier than 65. Delaying to age 70 equates to a 36% increase, or 0.6% per month. The decision of when to take OAS may again depend on your health and expectations for longevity, but another key consideration is around reducing your lifetime clawback from your entitlement. There are decisions you can make both prior to receiving OAS and during retirement, which can help keep more of your OAS. Ways of doing this may be to draw down your RRSP funds before you turn age 65. This is called an RRSP meltdown strategy and can be really useful if you retire early from working. Pay attention to how much you are receiving in eligible Canadian dividends. Though tax efficient when compared to interest income, in the tax return, these dividends are grossed up by 38%, and then a tax credit is used as an offset to create an overall lower tax rate. When calculating the OAS clawback, the gross up is actually considered in this calculation, but not the tax credit. Thus, $63,000 in dividends can put you over the OAS threshold and make you face clawback. And when you couple that in with the other income that you receive, your clawback can be even greater. You can also use life insurance to allow funds to grow tax sheltered outside of the traditional investment portfolio. This is something that is really useful for people still in their earning years, but may still be a consideration for people that are closer to retirement or even in retirement in some cases. Other important points around OAS include your OAS benefit is included in the OAS clawback calculation. There are additional programs within OAS for low-income Canadians, but most will not qualify for these. You can continue to collect OAS if you retire outside of Canada with one important condition. If you were a resident of Canada for less than 20 years, then you can only be away from Canada 6 months of a year before you lose your OAS benefit. OAS can be restarted if you return to Canada. I've certainly covered a lot of information here. We do have several resources available on our website. This includes a CPP and OAS calculator and several articles where we discuss practical examples of maximizing your CPP OAS while minimizing taxes. I would also encourage you to reach out to the TriDelta team should you have more specific questions about your situation or looking for an individualized plan on maximizing your CPP and OAS. That concludes this recording of Canadian Wealth Wisdom, and more specifically, a review of maximizing your CPP and OAS entitlements. Thank you.